Justin Staskill, the seed and agronomy advisor for Winfield Solutions. They've got crop plan winter canola. And we had the chance to visit with Justin recently about winter canola, not just for the upcoming growing season, but looking back over the last 3 or 4 years of canola production, where crop plan has had a big role to play here in the Southern Plains. We asked Justin about some of the lessons we've learned from what turned out in 2013 to be a very trying growing experience. What did you hear from folks that were growing your varieties here in 2013? Were everybody fairly pleased given all the tough weather that we kind of worked our way through?
Well, the weather was definitely the determining factor in this last year. Situations to where, especially it seems like more towards the middle of the state, some up towards the Grant Garfield County areas, maybe a little bit west of there, where they were able to get some timely rains last fall and get a good stand established in our field, turned out pretty well. I think a lot of it depended on how well you managed it. If you managed it, you know, based on what the crop potential is, the yields turned out pretty well. The situations to where early in the year, that mid-October freeze we had last year really hurt things quite a bit, and those stands were basically depleted there. A lot of those acres were abandoned. We get into the spring, even with the late freezes we had, I'm sure there was some damage there, but it wasn't near as severe as what we were afraid it could be on those mornings that the freezes happened. For example, I can name one field went and looked at on the morning there, that freeze that came, I lose track of time now, but when it got down to mid-20s, cut a plant open with my knife that morning, and it was solid ice on the inside of the stalk. That field came through just fine and yielded, I believe, in the upper 30s somewhere in that neighborhood. So it could have been a lot worse. The thing that people have to remember is canola is more or less kind of a weed, so to speak. Very, very resilient plant. I don't know if it has, you know, 20 different lives like wheat does, but it sure has more than one life, and we're finding that out here in the last couple of years.
On your plots in Apache and in the Kingfisher area, what did you learn this year?
I think the main thing we learned, we'll look at Apache first. The main thing we learned there is the thing people have to remember is the most important day in that crop's life is the day you put that seed into the planter or the drill, whatever you're using. You have to get a good stand established. When we planted that plot, it was very, very dry, and it planted in some very dry conditions and never had an adequate stand established. Now, this goes to prove right there that if you don't have a good stand, remember this crop's going to be in the ground about 9 months out of the year. If you don't get a good stand established at the very beginning, it's going to be a long, long growing season for you. Our results there were pretty sporadic. We actually abandoned part of it. The yield or the stand was just not adequate to support the data. We just abandoned those early, never did actually harvest those. Yields, if I recall off the top of my head, around 1,000 pounds an acre. It could have been a lot worse, but definitely not something to brag about there. At Kingfisher, that plot had adequate moisture when we planted, got off to a good start with a stand there, got through the growing season, pretty dry through the growing season, got some late rains that kind of helped us out. We were up close to that 2,000 pounds on average yield there. So we could definitely do better. We put together yield data out on beyondanswerplot.com pretty soon if it's not there already. And we looked at the last 4 years where the data coming out of this plot. So we looked back to the harvest of 2010. We were harvesting some 3,700-pound canola that year. And every year since then, it's been really kind of up and down. So I think the main key takeaway is when you look at the multiple-year data is we can't outguess the weather. So we have to manage around the best we can. So the key takeaway is don't plant the whole farm to one variety. Plant multiple varieties out there. Spread out your diversity. And that's the best way to do it, is just try to diversify. It's kind of like, you know, any crop you plant, a weed or whatever, you don't plant the whole farm in one variety. You have to be able to diversify. And that's the key takeaway from these plots. Looking now, we have multiple years worth of data.
He says demand for 2014 has been amazing, and that very quickly they are running short on at least a couple of their seed selections for the 2013 planting of the 2014 crop. We asked him recently about the three seed selections that Winfield Solutions has with crop plan.
This year we are offering three different varieties. All three of them have been on the market. They are, none of them are new. They've been on the market for a few years now. First of all, 115W, the highlights of it, are, it was really, really stood out really well in the Oklahoma State pH trial that Dr. Brian Arnell performed back in the growing season 2011-2012. Really, really strong performance there, and that's our top seller in Oklahoma, kind of based on those reasons. Two is the no-till situation does very well in the no-till situation. Plus, it's also earlier maturing variety, earliest maturing variety we have, and growers like that to be able to get mature harvest done, get on to harvesting wheat. In a good year, I mean, that one's going to yield right up there very, very consistently towards the top. It's also a very good variety as far as stress goes. So in the last couple of years, due to the moisture stress we've had, it's performed very well. The next variety is going to be 125W. 125 is just maybe a couple of days longer than 115. 125, we feel like, has a little bit more yield potential, performs better in a conventional till situation, not a no-till situation. So it takes a little bit more management there. It seems to be a more popular variety for us in Kansas for some reason. I don't know what the difference there is from Oklahoma and Kansas, but they like 125, and Oklahoma growers like 115. The other thing to keep in mind on those two is they're both end in five, and for us that means they're both SU-tolerant varieties. The third variety is 154W, and 154 has been increasing in popularity. The key thing there is it's a hybrid, Roundup Ready hybrid. A little bit larger seed, does have some excellent yield potential. This year, with a later growing season, we saw the same thing back in 2010, later growing season there, or 09, with late freeze and later growing season. Those later maturing varieties really seem to crank out the yield better than the earlier maturing varieties. 154 is going to be about 7 days behind 115 in maturity. So something to keep in mind there. It will be a later maturing, could cause some problems with wheat harvest there if you're trying to harvest both at the same time. So if you look at the data from year in to year out, no one variety stands out consistently on top every year. A lot of it's based on weather conditions and management practices. So again, the key is if you're going to plant a fair amount of acres, divide it up, plant more than one variety.
The bottom line, according to Justin Staskill, is that if you are interested in planting crop planned winter canola for 2014, you better be getting with that dealer right away and making sure you've got seed available for your operation. For the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.